Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Representative Brooke Bowden about the upcoming education bill being considered in the Iowa House. Catching back up with State Representative Brooke Bowden, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, how has the last week gone or so and since the last time we've talked to State Representative Bowden?
It's been a great week, very busy, and a lot of pieces of legislation moving off my desk. And we've had to have a snow day here because of the weather yesterday, so it kind of cut our week short. But we will hit the ground running again Monday and make sure we get some good legislation passed.
Well, speaking of legislation that is currently being discussed by the Iowa House is the, it's called the School Choice Bill. Obviously, a lot of moving parts in that, and that is kind of being broken up by the Iowa House. Talk about your thoughts on that, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into the specific parts of the bill.
Sure. Yeah, I believe it's 61, maybe 62 pages, so it is a very in-depth bill. It is one that came over from the Senate, and we are, you're correct, kind of going through it piece by piece, trying to get a perspective on, you know, what's best. Of course, every district has a different opinion, and try to make sure that we understand the entirety of the bill before making any big decisions as a whole.
Well, talk a little bit about one of the specific things that I think is on everybody's mind has to do with the school vouchers. We ran a poll on our website that said 80% were against school vouchers. I know the House is still discussing it, but talk about your position on that and what you want your constituents to know.
You know, that is a sticky point, and it is something that I'm listening to my constituents and listening to, you know, the governor and those who have written the bill as well. It's an interesting concept to be able to offer the student an ability to be portable and be taught at the best in the best environment that they can. I think the misconception, though, in this bill is that would apply to just anybody. And really, we are only talking about, and I'm sorry that I can't quote the exact percent, but a very, very small percent of schools that are considered failing, and that those children within which our district isn't affected by that, but that those children then would be able to obtain I don't think they're even calling it a voucher, but that's what people would prefer to be calling it. So a ability to move out of that district with some money and go somewhere else. So it is only for the schools that are failing. That piece does kind of clarify a little bit of itself. Now, whether or not it's something that we're going to move forward in doing, that's yet to be seen. And I have to tell you, I don't have a hard, fast opinion on it yet. I'm still talking to my school board members. I've talked to the superintendent. I'm talking to the district, and I'm just, I'm kind of trying to wrap my arms around it.
Well, I know opponents of that portion of the bill, and again, I'll just call them vouchers just because I think that's just easier for something for everybody to understand, but has been public tax dollars going towards private schools. I guess talk a little bit about people's concerns there.
Yeah, and that's something that I've heard a lot as well, and I it doesn't fall on deaf ears what they're saying. There's a lot as well to be considered because it's not just that portion of the bill is not just that. It also talks about charter schools, which are public funded schools, and there's kind of a realm in there that that needs to be looked at. You know, it's hard when you kind of pick apart a bill that's so there's so much in it for the public to be able to grasp everything that's in there. And so, when you back out and you talk about the public money going to public schools, and I know that every year, we're told that, there's just not enough money in the schools and that they need more money. And we have done that every year, provided more money, and I'm glad that we do for our school systems. But then you also have to back out and, say, Iowa tuition grant, that's public money going to private schools. Is it appropriate? Is it something that we should look at? Is it something we shouldn't look at? And that's where it does matter. The conversations matter, and the perspective of everybody, the teachers, the parents, the students, the administrators. That's my job, is to listen to everyone And that's where I'm at right now. I'm just gathering information and listening to learn.
All right. Well, and then one last thing about the education bill was I've heard it said from opponents of the bill that, you know, if you allow students to leave those failing schools, that we're leaving the kids who can't leave or maybe don't have the ability to leave, we're leaving them behind as well. So talk about that perspective of it, just kind of a self-perpetuating system that leaves those failing schools instead of providing everyone help.
Right. And that's, you know, that is a conversation that I, you know, would need to happen. I, you know, the thing that you have to back away from is you have to question if this school has fallen into the below the mark, why and how, and really look at it. Is it going on for months, years? Is this just a glimpse in time? There's so much information to be looked at within that. To categorize everybody in the same category is a difficult thing to do. And so, you know, if a school is continuously failing over and over and over again, you know, is it appropriate for us to make a student stay there? Is it, you know, how does throwing money at it fix it? How do we get to that baseline? And you know, sometimes I've heard multiple people say, and I wouldn't disagree with, competition sometimes creates excellence. And so that doesn't mean abandon your public school system by any means. So, you know, there's a lot to look at. We are fortunate in Warren County that we have schools that are excelling and we don't fit into that category. But that doesn't mean at some point one of our schools might have an issue and we might fall into it. And so just being aware of it, knowing what those, how that school got in that position, it's really something that I think is an individual look at. And so because I'm not in those school districts, I am leaning on and listening to some of the legislators that are in that district and trying to find out, you know, how are they in this position? Is it something that's continual? Is it just a glimpse of time? The hard thing about this bill is that it's not just an easy fix for anybody. And that's been the position that we've had all along, is that we want to make sure that all of our students in every district in Iowa are excelling, are reaching their goals, and that they're making sure that that child is getting the best education for that child, whatever that looks like for each one of those children. And I think that is the goal of everybody. If we get down to the root between everyone, is we want to make sure that children are receiving the best education possible. And so it's hard sometimes to when you're not affected by it, to be able to step back and look at, you know, hey, this isn't necessarily my district, but what about those other kids? And so there are a lot of kids to take into consideration and a lot of moving pieces in this bill. So like I said, I'm not hard set on any decision right now. I'm really trying to gather information and make sure that I fully understand everybody's position. And I'm glad that I'm kind of being given the time for all of us to pause and make sure that we've really chewed on it a bit, you know?
Thanks to State Representative Brooke Bowden for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.